Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy Thompson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Cascarrad. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnecke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnecke. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cascarrad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cantwell, and towards Cuccinello, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cascarrad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrad hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demery moves to third. Steinbeck moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Lopez moves to second. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopez moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cantwell. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Cantwell steals second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Warnke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Cantwell covering, for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Joe Kaskerard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskerard is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaskerard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaskerard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gurgis. Lopez moves to second. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cantwell bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cantwell for the out. Lopez moves to third. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day fires to third and picks off Lopez. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurgis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaskarrat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnke bunts towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurgis moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurgis moves to third. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Warnke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat is 0 for 2 in the game. Cascarrat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cascarrat moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Worstler hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Moore steals second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 0 for 1 in the game. Warnke takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack bunts towards third. Cascarrat fields it and throws to first for the out. Warnke moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warnke moves to third. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cascarrat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Cascarrat moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 4 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warnke bunts for an out with unknown description. Gerges moves to third. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 4 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Boston Braves, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.